want you to tell me what you think he did to your dog.
I imagine he killed it.
Threats and intimidation between neighbors.
He raised like a rope whip. He goes, I kill you dogs.
There's no need to do an accent.
Then the final confrontation.
And I said, hey, I need to talk to you. He gives the balled up fist with the middle finger showing.
He didn't say I need to talk to your father. He said, I'm going to kill your father.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Dr. Bert Broussard is suing his neighbors, Nancy Rivera, her husband Arnaldo, and her father, Rigoberto Limas, for a false arrest and an assault.
Order. All rise. This is case number 418 on the calendar, the matter of Broussard versus Rivera Limas.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Have a seat.
Mr. Broussard, how long have you and the defendants been neighbors?
It has been approximately 2 years.
Do you own a home?
I own a home on that road.
And how long have you lived there?
Off and on all of my life, first 18 years of my life and the last 20. I'm 58.
And how long have you lived on that same road?
4 years.
Do you own your home?
Yes.
How far away do you live from Mr. Broussard?
It's across the street at a diagonal.
Mr. Broussard, have you had difficulty with the defendants since they moved in?
This has been recent. It actually started on the 26th when...
26th of what?
July 26th, 2013. They do not live there. There is no home. Mr. Limas comes for about an hour to sometimes up to 3 hours a day to feed and water his animals on that property. There is no electricity. There is no home.
I'm going to look at your diagram because now I'm trying to understand it. Is there a home on that property?
No.
What is on that property?
There's 3 horses. There's a couple of goats, dogs.
How many dogs?
Like 3.
Let's get it all right. 3 dogs.
Yes. 3 horses. I don't know exactly how many goats.
Who knows how many goats?
6.
6 goats. What else?
Like 2, 3, or 4 chickens, that's it.
Why do we keep goats, chickens, horses, and dogs on that property? Why?
It's my father's hobby.
Because I love animals. That's why I take care.
Are there any other farms in that area?
Yes, there is.
How many?
2.
On the other 2 lots, what kind of animals are kept there?
Horses on one, and then the other one, there was chickens.
Everybody around to there got a chicken, dogs, horses, except to him, got a dogs too.
Well, your daughter says only 2. So who's right, you or your daughter?
I'm all right, because every day I go feeding my horses, and those guys got horses and sheep and goats, and sometimes I talk them to those guys too. That's why I know.
Okay, now I'm going to see your... are you kidding me? I'll take it over here, Bert.
Okay, I'll explain. I can explain this backwards and forwards.
Well, let me take
okay.
Okay, just a second. This is you.
Yes.
Number 51.
Correct. No horses, no chickens.
No horses, no chickens, no...
Only dogs.
Okay.
2 dogs.
And Rivera is...
Across the street and to your right.
60.
60.
How many people here have farm animals?
Just them.
Just them. Okay. Now I want you to tell me what happened on July 26th.
The defendant, he has a couple of white big dogs that, unbeknownst to him, they get out at night. I have pictures of them outside of his property.
I'd like to see the pictures outside of his property. What kind of dogs do you have?
Italian Malinois.
White?
Yes.
Okay.
I think this video might show, I think it's one of me backing up out of my yard and the dog is outside of the fence.
So this little fence is not their fence?
No.
The tall fence is your fence?
Yeah.
Okay, so the dog is clearly just sitting outside, not causing any
nice
trouble.
Nice dog.
But just sitting outside?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go.
So. What happened was his dog gets out and keeps us up. This has been going on for months and months and months. A neighbor...
He keeps you up how?
All of us have acres that are fenced and cyclone. We usually keep our dogs out, especially during the warm months. And so they sleep outside near our porch. But if a dog comes up to the gate or the fence line, they will yak at each other. And there's only one dog that goes up and down the road and provokes us to have to get up and take our dogs inside, and that's the defendant. So unbeknownst to me, the neighbor to the right of me at number 40, she had placed a note on his fence, I found out later. That's what started this. And he proceeded on Friday the 26th to go to her house, knock on her door very loudly. Kay was sitting at the window and watched him. Then he went past our open gate and went to our elderly neighbors to the right of us, and she heard screaming and yelling.
No, don't. Did you go over to the house?
Never.
Who went over to the house?
No one.
Mr. Rigoberto.
Did you get a note about your dogs?
Yes.
What did the note say?
It said keep it inside.
The note said keep your dogs inside on your property.
Yes.
Just a second. Are you going to interpret for him?
Yes.
Are you related to him?
I'm not.
Are you a court interpreter?
I'm a court interpreter.
Yes.
Perfect. Then let's use you, not you. When you got to the house on the 26th of July, when you got to your fence, was there a note on the fence, and what did it say?
No había nota.
There was no note.
No note.
You just told me there was a note.
Me acaba de decir que había nota.
To keep your dogs inside?
No, later.
Después.
When later?
¿Cuándo después?
2 meses después.
2 months later.
September.
Septiembre.
Mm-hmm.
And what did the note say?
Decía la nota.
Que tuviera los perros adentro encerrados.
To keep the dogs inside, locked up.
And what did you do?
¿Y qué hizo usted?
Los perros están amarrados.
The dogs are tied up.
Could you stand up, please?
Yes, ma'am.
Tell me your name.
My name is Kay Pastor.
Ms. Pastor, what number do you live at?
I live at 51.
51?
Yes.
Right here?
Yes.
Kay is my ex-wife who I decided to take care of about 8 years ago after she had double mastectomy and cancer.
So does she live next door or in your house?
She lives in her own room and bathroom in my home. I have a 4-bedroom home.
So she lives in your home. Got it. Now, have you ever seen Mr. Lemus's dogs out?
Yes.
Are they out infrequently, frequently, or hardly ever?
At least 3 to 4 times a week.
When they're out, what happens?
At nighttime, they go around talking to all the dogs, you know, barking at each other. And in the morning, they are like, you know, running home, I guess, so they don't get caught and getting in trouble. They are nice dogs, but they still do keep people awake. On July 26th of 13, there was a note on his gate. It was blue. I saw it because that's the day he tried to attack me.
Tell me what happened on July 26th.
On July 26th, I saw him go to my neighbor's door at 40, knock real loud at her door. She luckily never opened her door. I was on the computer looking out the window. About 15 minutes later, my dogs are going crazy, and I could hear screaming in the background. And at that point, I opened the door and looked out. And he was in the personal space, and it looked like a dangerous situation to me with my elderly neighbors who are in their 80s, and he had that something in his hands, and I had yelled out for them to go back into their home to get away from him. I was gonna call the police. At that point, he charged me, so I ran to close my gate. I didn't get it all the way latched, and I'm holding the latch down. I'm trying to call the police, and he pushed against the fence and raised what is like a rope whip. It's used for you to hitting cows in the butt. And I started to describe what he looked like, our address. Even though I didn't dial the police correctly, he finally walked away after a couple minutes. I then called 911. That's a big fiasco, and I believe Dr. Broussard could go from there.
What did he yell at you?
Oh, I'm sorry, he did. He goes, I kill you dogs.
There's no need to do an accent.
Excuse me, that's
listen
exactly.
Listen to me. Don't say anything.
With a raised whip.
You have a problem. I'm going to tell you what your problem is in a minute.
That was the first time in my life that I've called 911 for other people, but that's the first time in my life I called 911 when I was in fear for my life.
Okay, sit down.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Oh, this is getting far more interesting than I thought, actually.
It's a nightmare.
Well, it's a nightmare, but unless you can explain to me why at least 2 policemen thought you were drunk that day, I would be interested, sir.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Dr. Bert Broussard says neighbors Nancy Rivera and her father Rigoberto Lemus assaulted him and had him falsely arrested. The defendants are countersuing for harassment.
Now, there was an incident with you, sir, on the 27th. What happened on the 27th?
Well, 27th, I came home from going to the races at Sonoma. I came home, I locked my gate, went into the house. Kay was gone, so I decided to run up town to get something to eat. As I back out of my driveway, I noticed that the gate was open at Rigoberto's place. I happened to see him and his two daughters sitting on the back of a tailgate of his pickup, about 30 yards away. As I back up, I rolled down my passenger window because I backed up, and I said, hey, I need to talk to you. Nothing was exchanged. I left and went to the store, was gone about 40 minutes, came back, went in the house and started making my dinner. I got
dressed. When you said, hey, I need to talk to you.
Okay.
Was there any response?
Oh, yes.
What was the response and from whom?
Well, as he normally does, he gives the balled up fist with the middle finger showing.
Who were you?
Her husband.
Was he there? The
no.
husband? The husband wasn't there.
No.
Sit. Was she there? Don't know.
His two older daughters. They were at least.
Were you there or not there?
On the 27th, yes.
So you were there with which sister?
It's a minor child.
How old is she?
She is 13.
Now, when the plaintiff said, hey, I have to talk to you, what happened?
Nothing. We did not respond back to him. And he didn't say, I need to talk to your father. He said, I'm going to kill your father. So.
Okay. So he said, I'm going to kill your father. And what did you and or your father say to him?
We didn't answer him.
I believe you this much, that there was not an exchange.
There was not. We called the cops. That's why my husband's here, because we called him to call the police.
You called your husband to call the police?
As we called the police as well.
Well, why would you call your husband to call the police?
Because I was trying to calm down the minor child.
You pick up the phone, you call 911, and you get out of there. That's what you do. Somebody has just threatened to kill you. And it seems to me, if you're there with your younger sister, what you do is you get into your truck, and as you're pulling out, you call 911, you go to the police precinct, and you say, I want to report a threat. Is that what you did?
No, we do not.
Why not?
There was no time. Like, he just backed up his car, yelled it, went and parked it, and then he entered our property yelling and screaming at us. The minor was probably like 2 or 3 feet away from him.
Your sister. Yes. Don't let this. Your sister.
Yes.
Were you there on the 26th?
No, I was there on the 27th.
When she says that your father went nuts?
No.
You weren't there?
No, just my father.
Mrs. Juice, okay. Can I speak something?
Go ahead.
The day 26, nothing. Don't call the police, nothing. And that 27, he go far to my own property, like 200 feet inside, scared my daughter, and he saw my face. He started fight. You see the report?
No, it's right here. I have a police report.
I'm going to look at all the police reports. You have a police report? I'd like to see it.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
My dog and his dog used to play together. At some point, my dog never returned. I have seen him with a .22 rifle. I imagine he killed it. It's not a big deal to me.
But you don't know. He killed it and it's not a big deal to you.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Dr. Bert Broussard claims neighbors Nancy Rivera and Rigoberta Lemus assaulted him and then filed false charges with the police, causing him to be arrested.
Oh, this is getting far more interesting than I thought, actually.
It's a nightmare.
What?
It's a nightmare.
No, it's a nightmare, but it sounds to me that unless you can explain to me why at least two policemen thought you were drunk and smelled of alcohol that day, I would be interested, sir. And the story that you told is a little bit different than the story that you told to the police that day. You told me that you were going out to get something to eat, you were backing out, and you were gone for about 40 minutes, and then you came back. That's not what you told the police on the same day. What you told the police on the same day was you backed up, and then you backed right up in front of your house. And you told the police that you hated the defendant because you thought that he was responsible for the death or disappearance of one of your dogs. That's what you told them. Now, you want to tell me why you think that the defendant is responsible for your missing dog?
The dog is not an issue.
Listen, I ask you a question, you know, I'm an ecumenical abuser. So I asked you a question. Why do you think the defendant is responsible for your missing dog?
My dog and his dog used to play together, go back and forth to each other's yard. At some point in time, my dog never returned. I have seen him go up and down the road with a .22 rifle. I imagine he killed it. It's not a big deal to me.
But you don't know. It's not a big deal to you.
Because that's the reason why I never pursued nothing about it. It happened 2 years ago.
So if what you're telling me is it really didn't matter, it was 2 years ago, then you must have been really loaded when you spoke to the cops, because to the cops you sure said it mattered. You get where I'm going?
Yeah, I understand where you're going.
Great. Because what your lawsuit says that they had you falsely arrested for assault. Was there a trial?
The trial started, and then they dismissed it.
Okay, so they dismissed it. Why?
Because I took a plea of making too much noise.
Could have saved myself all this time and trouble. You took a plea in the case. So I'm going to tell you what the law is, sir. Listen to me very carefully. If you took a plea, you pled guilty. That means you are guilty. You pled guilty to an event that occurred on the 27th of July. I don't care whether you pled guilty to getting a fly with a swatter. In the case on which you were currently being tried, you were found guilty. You cannot sue them civilly, so you have no case against them. Now, I'm going to tell you something. If you don't live in a house where you keep dogs on property, and the property is primarily situated in a residential area, and your dogs get out. He says his dog got out too, because his dog used to go with your dog to your house and then come back to his house. So it's not just your dog. I have a feeling a lot of dogs just sort of wander around there. But you're not there to monitor the situation. And it probably is annoying. It might be annoying if your dog goes around to sort of socialize with the other dogs at night, so there's lots of barking that goes on. Well, it's a nice hobby to have, but it would sure annoy the hell out of me. I'm going to tell you.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you the victim of an assault? Go to judgejudy.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter.
Now, I want to know what your counterclaim is all about. Your counterclaim is about harassment. Tell me.
My father goes to the property daily to feed the animals. He always has somebody with him. It's rare when he goes by himself. He has 13 grandkids. One of them is my daughter, who he picks up from school and back. So sometimes when he's done picking her up, he goes to the farm and feeds the animals. I myself have witnessed it where Miss Kay will sit there and wave, flip us off, then she'll go ahead and yell really loudly while I have my child in the car, you crazy people. It's always a confrontational issue every single time we go to the property.
Why should you go to the property?
To feed the animals.
Then I would be smart and I would say, Papa, you want to go feed the animals because that's your hobby? The kids aren't going with you. Why would you want to surround yourself in a circumstance where you don't have to around people who you clearly don't get along with? It's ridiculous to me.
Got problems to three more labor same.
We neighbors.
Listen, it's very possible, sir. Fine. Very possible. I'm dismissing his case. He pled guilty to one way or another violating the law on the 27th of July. And the two policemen who responded on the 27th smelled alcohol on your ex-husband's breath, found his eyes red and watery, his speech slurred and incoherent. That's all in the police report. Speak not. And the only reason you plead guilty right in the middle of trial is because your lawyer, if they're smart, says to you, oh, there's a strong likelihood that you're going to be found guilty. Found guilty of the top charge here. So I would say, let's see if I can cut our losses in the middle of trial and it'll all go away, which is what lawyers do, which is what I'm sure your lawyer did. I'm sure you didn't have a boink moment and say, I think I'm going to plead guilty to making too much noise. Anyway, folks, if you can't learn to love each other, try liking each other. If you can't learn to like each other, live far enough away from each other so that I don't have to see you anymore. Thank you very much.
That's all. Please excuse me. Step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I'd open a beer and take an A sip out of it. That was all.
He lost his cool and committed a stupidity.
They're very strange people. We've always kept our distance from them.
This whole deal was a setup by his daughters.
No.
He had called me out by shaking my fence, and I couldn't see who it was. And then by the time I got in front of his daughters, they told him to pick up a shovel and come at swing it at me. I defended myself.
He lied.
I just hope he just leaves us alone after this.